Progressive Party.
Yes, it is Progressive Party, Wendy. Good to see you. I know we have to have a family calendar so we know when we're on and when we're not on.
I literally forgot all about today's show, and I was like working up until 2 minutes ago. So hopefully nobody will get on our Facebook page because I don't want to want them to see what the heck I look like.
Well, hopefully it'll be a great show, even though you've not prepped. So
I haven't prepped anything.
There's a couple things I want to talk to you. We're going to have House Representative Mary Kunish Podine on later on, and she can carry the whole show. We don't even need to be
I'm
here.
I'm going back.
No. Yeah. But one of the things is Fur Free Minnesota sent out some awesome stuff, and they were voting on it. We just throw out some tobacco and pray and hope that these park commissioners do the right thing.
Yeah, because the beavers and coyotes in Minneapolis parks, they were going to be trapping and killing them. But Fur Free Minneapolis, which is an organization that's trying to stop the new fur from being sold in Minneapolis, they've been working really hard with other organizations to get Minneapolis to help the beavers and the coyotes deter in a humane way, in a non-lethal way. So good for them.
Yeah, really good from them. Good people there. And we were going to try and get them on, but it was such last minute. Mm-hmm. So maybe next week we can get an update with those guys.
Yeah, I know. I posted it on Facebook and asked my Minneapolis friends to call today to just give a last plea for that. So hopefully that'll go through.
Well, I always want to kind of remind everyone that you can call in at 952-946-6205. That's 952-946-6205.
And I just want to say, too, the Humane Society of the United States, of course, is helping with that, too. So I have to put a plug in for them.
Before we talk a little bit about Governor Wallace's press conference today, let's talk about a couple other things. First of all, we're really happy about the support that we're getting here on AM 950 through our Patreon. That's Native Roots Radio Network Patreon. And then also we have a PayPal for one-time donations.
And I just want to give a shout out to Flo. Flo is from Minneapolis. So thank you so much, Flo. We really appreciate your support. And hopefully you're listening today.
Yeah, we know she's listening. So we want to give Florence a shout out. And
awesome.
You know, thanks for keeping us on the air. It costs money to be on the air. It costs money for production. And so, and again, don't forget about AM 952. They have their support button right on their website.
Absolutely.
You know, one of the things too, Wendy, before we get going too far, I'd like to say there was an article in the Star Tribune about, and I saw it on the news too, and it said that state buys a former produce warehouse to store bodies for the COVID victims. And that's a 71,000 square foot building, the old Bix Produce Warehouse, and it has a capacity for over 5,100 bodies. And
for people who have died.
Or going to die.
Well, that's a sobering thought there, that we need refrigeration for that many bodies, because today on the press conference, Governor Walz just kind of opened up as of June 1st, limited seating for outdoor dining services. So people will be able to sit outside.
Starting June 1st?
Starting June 1st, yep. And the restaurants will have to be able to social distance the patrons at the restaurants. Also, 25% hair salons will be able to open up with precautions as well. 25% capacity. Stylists will need to use masks and other safety protocols to protect themselves and their clients. I mean, you know, we've been locked up for 51 days now, it says here, and people want to get out. They want to go out to eat and sit outside, and they want to get their hair done. I know I'm due for a hair stylist again. I don't know, though. I think I'm going to sit back and wait and see what happens. I'm not one of the people who are going to rush out and sit at the restaurant and be out, even if it's you know, with precautions, and people are taking precautions. I'm just not. So,
yeah, I'm curious what our listeners think. Yeah. You should give us a call, 952-946-6205. I know my birthday's coming up.
It's your birthday on Sunday.
Right. And maybe we can have a boat ride with social distancing and
possibly. Yeah, possibly.
Maybe.
If the weather
girls
nice.
Want to know. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, we have a pontoon, so it's good. It's far away. I don't know. I really don't. I'm missing restaurants, but I feel more like I want to have a pickup and bring them. You know what I mean?
Pick up the food and bring it home, yeah. Or eat outside on our deck.
Right.
And I do miss being with other people, socializing and seeing them in person and being close to them. We haven't really we haven't done that at all. So I think we're going to be opening up and people are going to be out and about, and I just want to see what's going to happen with the positive cases and the hospitalizations and the deaths. I want to see that graph.
Well, I want to know
before I and you are, you know,
out. You hear so many different things. I want to know if it's all right, if it's less chance to get it if it's warmer out, they're saying. And then I remember they said that wasn't true, and it just goes back and mm-hmm. forth. But it's just the distance, not being around other sick people.
And it's the distance and wearing masks,
right? So, exactly.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm a little leery, and that's my own personal opinion. I have no other decision making about that. I'm just
The Star and Tribune also are talking about that. There's 29 new deaths, and it's a surge, you know. It's a surge of 500 people, 50 people have it now. And, I mean, we haven't flattened out. We're still going up, aren't we?
I know. Well, as far as I know, I think we have less. I don't have the numbers in front of me. Like I said at the beginning of the show, I did not prepare. So I'm just reading the pages that you placed in front of my microphone right here. So,
well, 80% of the people that have the virus have no or mild symptoms. Mm-hmm. So that's the whole thing. You got these macho people hanging out. I mean, when Wisconsin opened up, did you see those bars in La Crosse were like packed? Mm-hmm. There was no 6 feet in between them.
No. And people were, their numbers went up also.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
I don't know.
Restrictions come even as the pandemic is still peaking in Minnesota. The 29 deaths reported in the state due to COVID-19 on Wednesday was the second highest single day tally so far. The number of patients hospitalized with COVID-19 has increased as well, reaching 550 on Wednesday and 212 of those patients in intensive care. Yeah. So I don't know. I'm going to sit back and wait more weeks to see what this soft opening in Minnesota is going to bring.
Yeah. I think that's,
and
I
then think I'll be able to make a more important, you know, a better decision on what I want to do and what our risk actually is.
Well, they say we open, and then we're not going to find out until 2 weeks later,
at
really,
least,
what the,
yeah,
right,
two
what,
or 3 weeks later,
what the, what it, mm-hmm. what it does.
It's going to happen. Yeah. And 80% of the people, like you said, they fare well. They get the virus, they have mild symptoms, they recover, they're fine. But 20% mm-hmm. of people don't, they don't do well. And people have all different kinds of symptoms. And now they're showing that the symptoms of the children are getting that inflammatory response, similar to Kawasaki. And the children are having heart failure symptoms and pretty serious things. So even though that is also rare, it's still a risk. So it really depends on what you want to do. I mean, I think there are people out there who just want to take a risk, and they want to get out, and they want to socialize, and they want to be on the pontoon with a whole bunch of people, and right. they want to social distance and maybe wear a mask. But
the other side of that, though, is look at Navajo Nation, you know, and I heard that, you know, they had a few days ago, they had over 100 deaths.
Yeah.
And
per capita, they're doing worse than New York.
Right.
Yes.
Right. And that started from what I heard was it started from like a church service that they said, no, we're not going to do social distancing, and it just spread.
It was a church service.
And then South Dakota, we have our issue with the governor there who's doesn't know or can read treaties, because they're trying to open up the highways and let the people flood in and
into the reservations, and the people who live on the Native American reservation don't want outsiders in because they don't have any cases and they're like social distancing all themselves.
Right. So one thing I wanted to say too, we do a symposium, and it's taped delayed on AM 950 Native American Symposium on Sunday nights. And one of our guests is Amber Torres, who's a chairman of a tribe in Nevada, and they shut the doors. There's no virus there. And they work well with their governor. There is no pushback. So it can be done, but a Navajo Nation, it's like bringing blankets with smallpox, you know, it's like, what the heck is going on here again? You know, what's old is new.
Well, people are protesting and they want to stop that. So,
right. So we should get going. We'll be right back. You're listening to Pilots Progressive Party, and up next, House Representative Mary Kunish Podine. We'll be right back.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. I'm a better neighbor because my service has taught me how important it is to be a team player. My training helps me in my classes when I give attention to detail to the task at hand. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country safe from threats. Learn more about how you too can live and serve part-time by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Army National Guard. Aired by the Minnesota Broadcasters Association and this station.
Is it time to downsize but don't know where to start? Give the House Geeks with Bricks Real Estate a call. We are experienced in making this process as smooth and as easy as possible. Whether it is with pricing your home or assistance in finding movers or any other professionals that you might need to help get your home ready, we are here for you. Take the worry away and give us a call today at 651-303-0019. Again, that is 651-303-0019, or online anytime at housegeeks.com.
Hey, Cudigee to everyone. This is Robert Pilot of Native Roots Radio Network. In 2017, as a response to the shocking events that transpired at Standing Rock and the lack of accurate and honest information coming from local and mainstream media, we felt we had to do something about it. That is why we created Native Roots Radio, then Pilots Progressive Party, and finally, the new Native Symposium. We're still here. These shows have been supported by local businesses, and as you all know, unfortunately, they are no longer able to support us during this difficult time of the pandemic. This is why I'm here today, to ask you for your support. We feel it is so important to continue to bring this important information to you. Your support will help continue production and airtime costs. So please, if you can, visit Patreon Native Roots Radio Network and help in any way you can. Pini Gee, and thank you for your support.
Hi, this is Chad from AM 950. I'm here with Ryan, owner of the locally owned Snap Construction and arguably the most well-reviewed exterior contractor in the metro. Ryan had to call in for this ad because he's practicing social distancing. So what is Snap Construction doing right now to provide a safe working environment?
Thanks for the introduction, Chad. I am at home practicing social distancing, watching the little man, and trying to get a little work done here at home. Once again, thank you to all the AM 950 listeners who have worked with us in the past. Your support has been tremendous. Chad, the safety of our homeowners and our team at Snap Construction is the absolute first priority. Right now, we are offering a free no-contact estimate for roofing, siding, or window replacement. Through video chat, email, text, we'll deliver your bid to you without face-to-face contact. Lock in your historically low labor and material rates now and build later. No obligation. You can cancel any future work with no cost or penalty.
For a free no-contact estimate, call 612-333-SNAP. What a hypnosis is. What is it?
Cause I'd really like to know. What is it? Welcome back to Pilots Progressive Party. Yeah, welcome back, Wendy. You know, I got to learn how to push the right
button. That mute
here.
Button, yeah, gets you every time.
Well, we don't want our Facebook audience listening to us, because if we don't pot it down, they can hear us.
Yeah.
And nobody likes to hear a husband get sworn at.
Oh, whatever. Robert, yeah. This paper I'm reading here from Governor Walz today said the number of healthcare workers infected by COVID-19 also surpassed 2,000, and nurses represented by the Minnesota Nurses Association plan a protest today, a march to the Capitol Wednesday night, which is tonight. They're going to start at United Hospital. And what they're protesting is that they need more personal protective equipment and safety measures from the state health officials and hospital leadership. And if we're going to be opening up the state, even if it's a soft open, we need to protect our nurses. So I'm glad that they're going to be out there. So if anybody wants to join them and
6 to 9:30,
you know, support them, that's where they will be. They're starting at United Hospital and they're marching to the state capitol tonight.
Yeah.
6 to 9:30.
Go out and support them. Mm-hmm. Maybe we'll swing out there too. Wendy, you got a great shirt on there, A Tribe Called Red.
Yeah.
I think that used to be mine. Hey, for no... We got to get State Health Representative Mary Kunish-Podine on. Welcome to Pilots Progressive Party, and it's so nice of you to come on today.
Well, thank you much for inviting me, Robert. It's a beautiful day out, but it's a good day to come in and talk with all of you folks, so thanks very much.
Well, we're really interested in what went down and what's going to happen at the House the legislation. Could you fill in our clientele here, our listening audience, what happened this week? Or
yep. So we had our last day of session on Sunday night. Sunday was our last day. We had to sign. I'm getting my Latin mixed up, but we had to end by midnight. And it was, you know, it was, of course, every legislative session we say it's one like we've never had. And, of course, with the COVID, it was certainly a very unique one. There were lots of things that we didn't get done. We didn't get a bonding bill done, transportation, education. We got filibustered. When I say we, I say the DFL party got filibustered on Sunday afternoon while the our GOP pals across the way regaled us with their graduation and prom experiences. And when we finally just said enough is enough and pulled the bill, they got pretty frantic and later on said, okay, we'll play nice, we'll get this passed, while we ran out of time. Literally ran out of time while we were taking the vote calls. And once that midnight hits, it's done and there's no going back. So hopefully we have a special session already scheduled for June 12th, and we'll go back and bring some of these things back up in order to get it done. But we did have some really good things that happened over session. And you know, we were very proactive, I feel, on our COVID public health response. We responded immediately to providing resources for our healthcare workforce and our public health infrastructure. And, you know, along with the governor and his staff, created a really aggressive response to COVID-19 pandemic. And there are a lot of people that don't like the limitations or how they sort of interpret it as micromanaging it. But I think the fact that the deaths and the consequences of it in Minnesota are showing it. And as we're turning up the dial slowly, slowly, hopefully we aren't going to have any negative consequences to that. We were able to really address some of the first responder work compensation, ensuring that our nurses and firefighters, paramedics, police officers, child care providers, correction officers, and healthcare professionals receive workers' comp benefits, if they contract the COVID-19 on the job. You know, before this piece of legislation, if they got sick with the virus, they would have had to prove that they got it while they were on the job. And so we're able to do a temporary piece of legislation that says you don't have to prove it. You're sick. You will get your workman's comp. So there were other things. We invested in a housing assistance for housing and food security. There were all those small business loans that at first did not go to small business loans, but then once that was realized, we made sure that that was going to happen. Assistance to our child care providers and veterans, because, and especially with those child care providers, because, you know, they stayed open and made sure that our first responders didn't have to worry about their own kids and who was going to take care of their kids. You know, the nurses, the EMTs, our healthcare providers, teachers as well. Those teachers that were providing have been providing long distance learning. They have children of their own, and you know, while teachers are like superhuman, they can't do their job and take care of their own children and take care of their homes and all the other things that go with it. So, those are a few things. We did a lot of other good things, but that'll start you out, and I can keep going if you want, but
yeah, we got your book for two segments, so we want to hear as much as you can. I think the governor has an 80% approval rating, so I don't think he's been really doing great, if you ask me.
I would agree, and it's hard seeing the businesses fall by the side, restaurants that are closing, small businesses as well as large businesses that you never think would fail, it's happening. But you know, that's part of the heartbreak of all of this. But at the same time, how are you going to balance that against the human lives? I mean, it's getting to the point where everybody knows at least one person that has passed away, whether a beloved family member or, you know, a friend's loved one. And we just, you know, it's sort of like parenting. Sometimes you just have to say no. Sometimes you just have to say, we're not doing that. We're doing this, and we're doing it because we love you and we want you to be safe and we want you to be around. So, you know, he, I think he's doing a good job, and I would support what he's doing.
He's doing a good job too. So I was just, before you came on, Mary, Robert and I were talking about Governor Walz and his press conference today, where he's, you know, going to be opening up, letting outside restaurant patios open with limited people. He's letting, you know, people go back to the salon at a 25% capacity. So we're opening up a little bit by little bit. And, you know, my first reaction is I'm going to wait and see what happens first. I'm going to wait and see to see where those graphs are going to be climbing or not. But I need to know that first before I'm brave enough to venture out. I was just curious to see how you felt about it.
I think you're right. This does not, you know, give the green light. You know, like my husband's like, oh, great, let's have the family over this weekend. And I just looked at him, I'm like, are you kidding me? He's like, oh, the deck is big enough. We can, you know, people can be 6 feet apart. I'm like, I don't know that there are many of our family members that are going to risk that just because the governor said it's okay to loosen up the reins just a little bit. I have a sister-in-law who is staying with her daughter and son-in-law and granddaughter. She just recently bought a new place in a multi-home area, and the daughter is a nurse. And I can only imagine that if my sister-in-law were to leave the home and move into this multi-family complex, it would be hard to invite her back in, knowing that not only is she putting her granddaughter in danger, but also her daughter, who is already kind of compromised by her job. So I hope that people don't see this as a immediate green light and everybody's, you know, out and about. But there are people like you and like me that are still going to use a lot of caution, because if I were to become ill and unknowingly passed it on to somebody else, I don't know how I would feel about that myself. I lost my father-in-law to COVID, and that was a hard enough lesson not to be able to see the family there with him. And so there's a lot of pain. There's still a lot of pain, and there's still a lot of potential.
Yeah, Mary, can you come back with us for another segment? We got to take a quick short break.
Sure.
Awesome. Hey, you're listening to Pilot's Progressive Party, and hopefully I can put together a sentence before the end of the show. We'll be right back after this short break.
Hi, Gregory Rich, owner of Habitation Furnishing and Design and host of Drink in the Style. Look, we're all working from home right now, and chances are you've become aware of the importance of a decent office chair. Well, I'd like to offer you a means of helping a local business while making working from home a lot more pleasant. How about considering the X Chair? We can ship the X Chair directly to your home. Now, I wish I could have you into Habitation to try it out, but that's not an option. So I'm encouraging you to visit xchair.com to have a look. But once you do, please give Habitation a call to place your order. Doing so ensures that you're supporting a local business at a time that we really need your help. And I'll tell you what, when you place your order by phone with Habitation, we'll discount the chairs an extra 10% off the lowest price on the X Chair website. So do your back, neck, and butt a favor and take a look at X Chair at xchair.com. Then call Habitation at 952-426-3548. That's 952-426-3548.
Hey, Cudigy to everyone. This is Robert Pilot of Native Roots Radio Network. In 2017, as a response to the shocking events that transpired at Standing Rock and the lack of accurate and honest information coming from local and mainstream media, we felt we had to do something about it. That is why we created Native Roots Radio, then Pilot's Progressive Party, and finally, the new Native Symposium. We're still here. These shows have been supported by local businesses, and as you all know, unfortunately, they are no longer able to support us during this difficult time of the pandemic. This is why I'm here today to ask you for your support. We feel it is so important to continue to bring this important information to you. Your support will help continue production and airtime costs. So please, if you can, visit Patreon Native Roots Radio Network and help in any way you can. Pini Gi, and thank you for your support.
Hi, this is Laura. These are indeed confusing times. So much of our life, education, business, meetings have moved online, yet not everyone has internet access. AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota, is here for everyone. Radio reaches people without internet. In fact, radio reaches more Americans than any other platform. 92% of U.S. adults listen to radio every week. Radio connects. If you know some organization, maybe a religious or civic group, seeking to engage and knows that a Zoom call costs money and does not reach everyone, consider a taped or live broadcast on AM 950. Perhaps a virtual not-so-silent auction, recovery support, spiritual support, business networking, poetry slam. If you want to learn more about creating a live or taped message on AM 950, call 952-946-8885 or email Laura at am950radio.com. AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota, here for everyone.
With the AM 950 weather, this is Eric Nelson. Tonight, partly cloudy skies with a low of 58. Thursday, cloudy and gradually becoming sunny around noon with a high of 74 and a low of 60. Friday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms with a high of 75 and a low of 61. With the state having closed bars and restaurants for dining in, it's especially important that you support our Eat Local Minnesota restaurants, featuring high-quality local foods, unique dishes, vegetarian options, and so much more. These restaurants are locally owned, so the money you spend stays local. Find all the restaurants offering takeout at eatlocalminnesota.com.
Back
The Pilots Progressive Party.
That's one of my all-time favorite songs. I think when I was young, people used to try to make fun of me with that song, and now I love it.
Yeah. Well, I want to thank Flo again from Minneapolis for getting on our Patreon and donating monthly. So we really appreciate that, Flo. And we'll be mentioning other people's names every week.
Yeah. And that's a patreon.com, Native Roots Radio Network. And we're on the radio a lot here. We have Native Roots Radio, and we also have the Native Symposium on Sunday nights. And we happen to have the star of all those other shows on right now, House Representative Mary Kunish Podein. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Yeah. You know, Wendy and I were talking that you're going to be a senator soon. Can you tell us a little bit about how that's going for you right now?
Sure. Let's see. So Monday, I had the opportunity to give a retirement speech on the House floor because I'm running for the Senate seat in my district. So I retired from the House and am optimistic that I will win the seat for Senate in my District 41. And as we finish up the session here, and I have to go back and finish school. I'm a teacher when I'm not at the legislature, so I have until June 4th to finish up the school year. And then we'll begin campaigning, and we have to probably redefine and reorganize how we politicians and candidates will campaign, given that I'm sure there are not many people that want to open the door to a candidate as much as, you know, we don't want to hit every one of those doors and get ourselves ill too. So it'll be interesting, but I'm really curious to see how we're going to do it this time.
Well, Wendy and I will produce your podcast and Facebook Lives. So we're excited to help out.
Yeah, and Mary, could you remind our listening audience what area 41 is?
Sure. So right now I'm the representative for District 41B, and that includes St. Anthony Village, southern half of New Brighton, Columbia Heights, and Hilltop. And I'll be adding Fridley and Spring Lake Park to my repertoire. And that is the full of District 41.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, we're here to support you any way we can. We know there's a certain cutoff where you can't be on the radio unless we have the person. Maybe we can have a debate or something on Pilots Progressive Party. That would be fun.
That would be fun.
Yeah. So that's tell our audience a little bit about you, because how many years you've been in the House? And we know you're really well known for the writing of the bill for the murdered missing Indigenous women, but you've done a lot of other bills too and supporting bills. Give us a little bio of you.
Oh, sure. So I've been in the House for 4 years. I was elected in 2016 and then again in 2018. And as I said, I've been a teacher for these last 25 years. So the education part was really, really important to me. I grew up in rural Minnesota in what was a village when we lived there, the little village of Sartell, which is now the city of Sartell. Grew up on the Mississippi River, Watab Creek, and the farmland. And so rural Minnesota is still really near and dear to me, and is still one of the things that I'm, you know, most focusing on, making sure that our farm and our agricultural communities have the support that they need. For the first 2 years, I was on the Ag Committee, and then when the DFL took the majority, they put me on the Education, Finance, and Policy Committee, and then HHS. But you know, rural Minnesota is really important to me. My grandfather was born out on Fort Berthold and grew up until he was a young man and came to St. Paul. So he was an enrolled member of the Standing Rock Reservation, as was my mom. And so our Native American issues are very front and center for me as well. And in the first 2 years that I was there, I did introduce legislation to create the Missing and Murdered Indigenous Women's Task Force, and that was passed pretty handily last year, not this past session, but 2019, with strong support from both parties and both the House and the Senate. And that task force has been really doing some good work so far. We did have a little bit of disconnect because of the COVID. We weren't able to go out into the communities the way that we wanted to listen to folks telling their stories and what they know, their suggestions for how we need to ensure that we end this kind of historic trauma for our tribes. I also, of course, because I'm very focused on education, recognize that our four BIE schools, Bureau of Indian Education schools, were underfunded severely by the federal government and were not receiving as much attention as they should have by the state. Prior to me, the legislature put in funding to help support those four schools, at least to the level that every other kid in Minnesota is. And last year, I was able to ensure that that's going to be permanent funding. We'd hope to add a little bit more to it this year, but that didn't work. Other issues around our American Indian communities, health care. I think we will pass a piece of legislation that will ensure that our American Indian women get the cervical and breast cancer screening that they are eligible for through the federal government. There's a little tweak we had to do in the legislature, so we did that. This year we were addressing the mascot issue, the use of Indian images and names. That isn't going to happen this year, but we hope to, as well as the ability for our Native kids to wear their, a piece of regalia or maybe an eagle feather in their cap when they graduate. But because of the virus, we had to really dial back on a lot of the legislation we would have liked to have passed, and hopefully next year we'll come back and be able to do some more of that good work.
It is really good work that you're doing, Mary. Seriously, it's really unbelievable, and we're so inspired by it. So keep it up. Good job.
Right. We can't wait until you're, I can mess up your name, calling you State Senator Mary Kunish Podine.
Yeah.
So we're excited.
Well, another really good thing, too, is, though, that there are a lot more people of color that are running as well. So when I first was elected to the House, we created the Posse Caucus, POCI, People of Color Indigenous, mm-hmm. and it's made up of our Somali legislators, our Latinx legislators, American Indian, Asian South Pacific, and what we worked really, really hard to broaden the lens of the issues around all of our people of color, all our communities of color that have been underserved for so long when it comes to housing, when it comes to health care. I mean, COVID has, if it's done one thing, it's really exacerbated the situation, the health care discrepancies within our African American communities as well as our American Indian communities. Fortunately, our American Indian communities in Minnesota have been able to control who's coming onto the reservations and that sort of thing. You were talking about what happened in Nevada, and then also the other reservation that was able to control who's going in and out. And, of course, South Dakota is struggling with being able to maintain that as well. But here in Minnesota, I would say our legislators are listening, and our job has been to educate not just the public, but our legislators around these mm-hmm. issues, because they often have no idea or have no understanding. We would hope that we would build the empathy to bring about change. We saw that was not to happen here at the end of the legislature, especially if you listen to the education hearing on the floor. But Yeah, I was really fortunate to come in with a group of folks of color, and then the last go around, we added more. I mean, you're like unbelievable, strong, warriors for people of color. Mm-hmm. And now when you look at the legislative candidates, both in the House and the Senate that are running in 2020, I think we're going to see a lot more people that are reflecting our population in Minnesota. So it's really heartwarming and exciting to be able to witness this and be a part of it.
Well, I know Wendy and I and the people that know you on across the country with, you know, the symposium we do really appreciate and respect you. And I think what's really great is we got a chance to know you these past few years and what you do. And we really appreciate what you do for the state and also the Native community. And we just want to thank you for spending some time with us.
No, oh, thank you, Robert. Thank you, Wendy. It's my pleasure, actually.
Awesome. Thank you so much, and have a great day, and get outside and get some of that sun.
Yeah, I'm going to go walk my dog.
Right on. Hey, you're listening to Pilots Progressive Party, and that was House Representative Mary Kunish Podine, and we'll be back right after this short break.
Hi, everyone. Matt McNeil here. I want to thank everyone from the bottom of my heart who's become a member of AM 950 over the last few weeks. You can become a member by simply heading over to am950radio.com and donating. The membership response has been so great, we're planning on launching some brand new members-only content, like a monthly Tom Hartman interview and weekly updates with new content. Head over to am950radio.com and declare, yes, I want to support AM 950. For everyone who is a member, thank you so very much for your support, and thanks for listening to the progressive voice of Minnesota, AM 950.
When you need legal assistance, let the Minnesota Lawyer and Referral Information Service help you find the right attorney. It's a new and enhanced program of the Hennepin and Ramsey County Bar Associations. They have professional, experienced referral counselors who can connect you to vetted attorneys practicing in employment law, divorce, bankruptcy, DUI, and much more. Take the stress out of finding a lawyer. Call 612-752-6699 or go to mnlawyerreferral.org. The right call for the right lawyer.
Hey, Cudigee to everyone. This is Robert Pilot of Native Roots Radio Network. In 2017, as a response to the shocking events that transpired at Standing Rock and the lack of accurate and honest information coming from local and mainstream media, we felt we had to do something about it. That is why we created Native Roots Radio, then Pilots Progressive Party, and finally, the new Native Symposium. We're still here. These shows have been supported by local businesses, and as you all know, unfortunately, they are no longer able to support us during this difficult time of the pandemic. This is why I'm here today to ask you for your support. We feel it is so important to continue to bring this important information to you. Your support will help continue production and airtime costs. So please, if you can, visit Patreon Native Roots Radio Network and help in any way you can. Peeny Gee, and thank you for your support.
Hi, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz here. I know the past few weeks have been incredibly difficult and disruptive. We're facing an unprecedented challenge in the COVID-19 virus. I want you to know that the state of Minnesota is putting every resource into this fight. We're being thoughtful and collaborative both inside and outside of government to keep Minnesotans safe. What I need from each of you is continue to do what you've been doing so well. Stay home when you can, especially when you're sick. Follow those rules. Wash your hands. Cover your cough. Don't touch your face. They're not just things to repeat. They actually save lives. If you need more information, please go to the Minnesota Department of Health website and use the hashtag StayHomeMN. Minnesotans, we've been through challenging times before. This will press us, but we will get through it. We'll do it by the basic decency, by caring for our neighbors, and following the rules that keep us all safe. We'll get through this together, Minnesota, and come out stronger on the other side. Thanks for your cooperation.
Welcome back to Pilots Progressive Party. Yeah, isn't Mary, House Representative Mary Kunish Hodine. Isn't she awesome?
She's awesome. Yeah, we love her. She's on our show a lot. She's comes on Native Roots Radio a lot. She's got a, she's on the symposium every week with you. So she has a lot of good information. She's well respected. She's
well spoken. Smart.
She's very well spoken. not like you and I spitting over our words here. I don't know.
You're the first person I've talked to all day. So,
well, I've been on the phone all day talking to people. So my I exercise my mouth over here. So anyway, we want to support our nurses, and they're going to be protesting. They're starting at United Hospital tonight from 6 to 9, did you say, Robert? And they're going to be marching from United Hospital to the state capitol. And what they want is protective personal equipment and safety measures from the state health officials and hospital leadership. And that's what they deserve.
Well, you get the people that, you know, are suffering and need a haircut and want to go out into the bar. And then you have our health providers who are on the front line.
Yep. Who are going to have to take care of all the people who have to go out and get a haircut.
And they have a family. And they, so it's hard.
I really feel like if people really want to go out there and not use a mask and not social distance and not do any precautions whatsoever, and they just want to live like the COVID virus doesn't exist, they need to sign a waiver saying if they get sick, they are not going to seek medical care. I really do. And that's how I feel. You could disagree, but that's how I feel.
I don't disagree with you in public.
If you're going to go out and you're going to use the precautions that are set forth by Governor Walz, and you're going to do social distancing, and you're going to wear a mask, and you're going to be doing all the right things, that's fine. And that will most likely protect you. But again, I'm going to wait and see. I'm not going out to eat at an outdoor restaurant or go get my hair done as of yet. I want to see the needle on the graph there go the other way.
And it hasn't. It hasn't anywhere.
Not yet, yeah.
I mean,
slowly, yeah. We'll see.
And it's all about testing, too. I think the governor said today that they are available to do 10,000 tests a day, and they have never reached that amount. So in one sense, that's good because people don't feel 10,000 people a day don't feel sick and want to test. Okay. I think he was kind of getting at that.
Sure. I mean, if you're asymptomatic and you were exposed to somebody, you could still spread the virus. So you might feel fine. But you could also spread the virus that way. So,
well, one of the things too that I'd like to just mention, and it's just off the top of my head, but I know that the minority and the brown people and are being hit per capita a lot worse than everybody else. And I know in New York State, the Governor Cuomo was talking about that specifically.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, African American people have a higher risk of diabetes, heart disease, high blood pressure. And it's just because they have health disparities. And, you know, sometimes people can't afford to buy good food.
Well, I'm thinking more of the economical. Yeah. They have to work. You know, and that's why they're bringing it home. And, you know, absolutely. You know, and it just happens to be that our brown people, like Native Americans and Somalis and African Americans and Asian people have to go to work and can't miss a check.
Yeah.
One of the things I wanted to talk about, too, with Mary that I forgot was that the Minnesota unemployment is a godsend for a lot of people here. The other states don't have that added extra amount. I think the federal amount was like $200 max or something. And then we know some people that are getting, you know, a good chunk of dough that are really helping out.
Excellent.
I want to give a shout out to my nation, Ho-Chunk Nation. They're sending out checks within the next couple of days because they know there's a lot of supplement. A lot of people are out of work, like I was saying.
And they need to buy food. And we see the people on lines for miles and miles in their cars at the food banks because they can't afford to feed their families. So people need money. They need money to pay their rent and buy food. And so we'll see. This is hopefully we're moving in the right direction and we're going to. Every day we're coming to the part where we're getting better and better. That's all we have to hope for.
I still want to know how you fit in my A Tribe Called Red shirt.
Okay, so this T-shirt that I have on is too big for me, but it's too small for you. So it's, you know, it's a loose t-shirt, but it's too, it, if you put it on, it would be tight.
What are you trying to say?
It's not an extra large.
Okay, that's good. Extra buff, it used to be, but now I'm old, so it is extra large. So go ahead, Wynn.
Well, by the way, speaking of that, the gyms would remain closed, but would reopen in the next phase of the state plan. So gyms are still closed.
What phase is this? Is this two this or is three?
I think this is phase one.
Oh.
Phase one.
Because I thought phase one was like a couple weeks ago when they were.
Oh, maybe. I don't know. You're right. Probably this is phase two.
We should have did some show prep.
Maybe next week. But I work all day. So how am I supposed to prep? That's the thing.
We do prep it. Don't tell everyone.
Robert.
Well,
how much more time do we have to fill up? Ooh, 2 minutes.
I don't know. So, Wendy, when do you feel like you're going to go back to work? I know you're furloughed.
I'm furloughed. I'm working 3 days a week now, Tuesday, Wednesdays, Thursdays. And, you know, I work at the M Health Fairview, and we're slowly coming back. I think they're starting to do same-day surgeries with precautions, and you know, we haven't seen any patients in clinic. We're doing all the telemedicine appointments and virtual appointments to reach clients and talk to people about their medications. So I've been doing that all day, and yeah, people are home now. They're starting to go out, so maybe I'll start getting no answers or no shows.
A little less work,
yeah.
Huh? Like old times.
We'll see.
Well, we're doing a graduation drive by. We're going to be six groups of teachers where I teach, and we're going to drive by.
Nice.
And a certain day, I think it's the second.
That's exciting. So you're going to be in six different cars, and you're going to go in.
No, like, six different areas.
Oh, six different areas.
Because it's open enrollment. Like we saw, there's a Harding student right down the block from
us. Yeah, that's great. So then you're going to do a drive-by graduation, congratulations.
You're
going
to drive
thing.
And I'll yell out the window.
Sure, I'll drive as long as it's on a day I don't have to work.
Well,
absolutely.
It's at night.
So, oh, yeah. Fantastic. Yeah. Perfect.
And then, so I can't wait until
I'm a better driver anyway.
Distance learning is over for a lot of our students, because again, the racial divide happens, and we could maybe do a show on that next week. But you know, hey, thanks Wendy for showing up and having my back here on Pilots Progressive Party. You are a pilot, so I want to thank House Representative Mary Kunish Podine for her time and what she does. So hey, until next week, Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake in the Symposium. Check out our Patreon. We'll be back next week.